And welcome back to Afternoon Viral, my main Collier. That was The Cure, Close to Me. And close to me, I hasten to add, I've got Susan Glenholm from Debenhams, Ottawa. Welcome, Susan. Welcome back, I should say.
Thank you, Ian. It's nice to be back.
Ah, you had a good summer, obviously.
Yes, it was lovely. Yeah. Thank you.
That's good. Okay, well, today I have the title of the topic, Lasting Power of Attorney. Now, I'm sure it's something that people think, oh, I know what that is, but clearly we only know surface layer.
So that's right. Yeah.
Perhaps you could start by, what is lasting power of attorney?
So a power of attorney is generally applies in your lifetime. So it's if you had a stroke or an illness or you are unable to look after your own affairs, mm-hmm. you're able to appoint somebody else to do that. So we've had some changes coming up recently. So it used to be called enduring powers of attorney. Mm-hmm. And on the 1st of October 2007, that changed to bring in lasting powers of attorney. So if you've already made an enduring power of attorney and you did that before 2007 and it was all signed and all dealt with, then that is still valid. But the law changed in 2007 to bring in lasting powers of attorney.
Has it particularly added anything to it, though, or what?
It's much more comprehensive now.
It's a more detailed procedure.
So there's now two types, whereas the enduring power of attorney only related to your finances. Lasting power of attorney, there's two types now. So one relates to your finances and one relates to your health and your care as well.
Okay.
So it's, we think, a much more powerful document than your will because it's in your lifetime that you're dealing with this.
Okay.
So your will, I spoke about this when I was last year about wills, but that only comes into effect on your death. But a power of attorney is in your lifetime.
Okay, one thing we should get in, which you just mentioned briefly before we started, this is not just for old people,
anyone. You must be fully mentally capable to make the document, but mm-hmm. it is something that we're finding a lot more for younger generation are dealing with this because unfortunately the skiing accidents, the strokes, it's not just for when you're elderly. There are a lot of young people unfortunately experiencing these sorts of things, so it is important to get this in place before it's too late.
Well, I mean, this is fine if, for example, you're getting elderly and you know that you're becoming a bit senile and you start to think, I better prepare for the future.
Yes.
But in a case where somebody has a very serious stroke, for example, loses their speech, how is that handled then?
So that's the problem is if you haven't put a power of attorney in place, then your family would need to apply to the court.
I see.
And then you're appointed by the court to act on behalf of the person, and the court is, you have to go back to the court for decisions to be authorised, whereas with the power of attorney, you've chosen who you want to appoint, and mm-hmm. that person is then able to make decisions for you.
I see.
It is a very powerful document, so in the same way as you deal with your own finances and within your own personal decisions, someone else is able to do that for you. So with the finance one, you can deal with anything to do with your money. So mm-hmm. buying and selling property, paying bills, anything financial, that's the document that deals with that.
Right.
The health and care document is more personal decisions. So it does include resuscitation as well. So if you are in an accident, you can authorise somebody to be able to switch off the machine.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's obviously important that you trust the person because they can do anything that you can do.
Oh dear, I know a few people I wouldn't trust. Right?
Yes, yeah.
Now, where do you come into it as a solicitor then?
So we always recommend that you think about this. We generally mention it at the same time as wills, mm-hmm. But we are finding now that people, that nearly all our clients do want to do this because you might never know. You take out life insurance, for example, but this is something just as important to make sure that in your lifetime someone is able to deal with that.
Yes.
So we can prepare the documents for the clients.
Okay.
And I can explain what you can include in the documents as well.
We'll take a 2-minute break and a little bit of music whilst I digest that. Lissy, Everywhere I Go. Well, back with me, I've got Susan from Debenhams Ottawa. Susan, you're going to quickly summarise what we went over in the first little section and then we'll develop it from there.
Yes, so we were talking about lasting powers of attorney, that there's two types. One relates to your finances and one relates to your health.
Mm-hmm.
So with either document, it is like a will now. So what's changed with the new documents is that you can now have a backup. So they're called replacement attorneys. So you can appoint somebody, first of all, that they're able to act on your behalf,
mm-hmm.
and if they can't act for whatever reason, you can now have somebody stepping in who's called a replacement attorney.
Right.
So most people have their husband or wife as the first attorney, mm-hmm. and then their children stepping in as the replacement attorneys. children must be over 18, so whoever you appoint must be over 18,
yes,
as they need to sign the document as well. And obviously you must trust the people, because
presumably this is not something you try and do yourself. Like, with a will, you can go and buy a thing at Boots or wherever. Smiths.
You can do the documents yourself.
A bit risky, is it?
Well, we recommend that that you do come and see us, because we can make sure that if there is any challenge to the document, that, because people can challenge it if you didn't have full mental capacity when you were making it, a bit like a will as well.
Yes, yes.
But we can guarantee that that we have followed the correct procedure, and that it is then stored with the court. It's registered with the court, which means that it's then, there's a record that they have, and we deal with the registration process as well. So then,
do you end up with an actual document then?
You do.
And where's that kept?
We can keep the original, and that can be a protection for you as well, because then we only release that with your authority, so you don't have to worry that someone's going to go off and sell your house, for example. It's making sure that someone has the original and it's kept in a safe place.
Fine.
And you can also restrict the document. So you could say that you only want it to apply to your bank account, for example, but we recommend that if you trust your attorneys, that you let them deal with everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's more important to choose the right people, and then you let them deal with everything.
So the whole estate, effectively.
Exactly. Yeah. But the health one, we do think, is more important, because it does cover resuscitation.
Oh, right.
And it's any personal decision you make. So it can be where you live, what you have for breakfast every day. It's any personal decision you make. And that's being a bit flippant, but it is something that you can authorise somebody to make any personal decision that you do. That document only comes into effect if you lose mental capacity, though.
Right.
So the health one is only on losing mental capacity. Mm-hmm. You would then, your attorneys take over at that point. But if you don't make a power of attorney, like I said, the court of protection get involved. The procedure is much more costly, much more time consuming.
Mm,
and you've lost the opportunity at that point to be able to choose somebody that you wanted to help you. But we do deal with the court of protection side. So if it has been left too late, then we are able to make the application to court for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the court is appointing somebody who can then look after your finances and make personal decisions for you.
Now, people are probably quite aware of the cost associated with a will. You know, many people have made it and talked about it, and you read it in the press. But this LPA,
yes,
what does that add then in terms of cost?
So it does depend. Again, we do this on a fixed fee,
mm-hmm,
and it does depend on what you're including in the document. But it is something that, if once you've signed the document, it's valid from that day. But in order for it to be used, it must be registered with the court.
Right.
And there's a court fee of £110 for each document. But we are very competitive on price in terms of dealing with the power of attorney, but we do it on a fixed fee, and it does depend on the circumstances. So if clients do have questions on that, I'd be happy to speak to anyone if they do have the query.
Do you have any idea of what the take-up is of this is? Is it becoming a very common thing now?
It is. Nearly all clients who we talked about wills are doing the power of attorney as well.
And seeing the benefits of it.
They are, and it is because they want to have that choice of who they appoint.
Yes.
And it's at any age now that people are thinking. It used to be a lot of elderly people doing that, but now it's at any age people are thinking that, because they've got businesses, for example, or they've got young children, they want to make sure that someone is able to step in and run their finances or make the personal decisions for them.
Okay.
And people are living a lot longer these days.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
and it means that these sort of things are more relevant. And
very much so, yes. So if somebody wants to progress this, obviously, you're the person to get in touch with at Denham's.
Yes,
it's your,
exactly. And our whole team of lawyers
deal
with that.
Yes.
There's 30 of us all together in the private client team.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And so we'd be very pleased to speak to you. And I think all our details are on the website. So if anyone would like any help with anything, then it'd be great to contact us.
And it's Debenhams Otterway, all with the S.
Yes, Debenhams
Otterway. All one word.
.co.uk. Yes.
Lovely. Okay, well, thank you very much for that. That's I've learned something, that's
thank
for sure
you, yeah.
And I'm sure listeners are scribbling down now and worried like mad.
Yes, well, it's nice to be
it's
here.
A sort
thank
of worrying subject in a way, but something that you can take a lot of the worry out of your life.
Exactly. And once you've planned for it, then you don't need to worry about it, because you've thought about it and you know who you want to appoint.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Well, I do believe you'll be coming back, and you've got more to talk about in the future.
Yes.
But great for today. You've set my world on fire. Well, that's what the feelings say anyway. Thank you very much, Susan. Thank you.